Good evening. My name is Biak, and I'll be attending the Dallas Baptist University this coming fall, or so we'll see. Looking at me on stage tonight, it might be easy to assume that I have it all together, that everything seems perfect and all thought out. But let me be real. For me, high school had ups and downs that I love to share with you. By the grace of God, in 2018, I surrendered my life to the Lord at Cana Cup Camps through a counselor sharing the whole unfiltered gospel to me. And for the first time, I understood the value of what Jesus did on the cross and in that tomb. Surely enough, I was on fire and ready for the transition to high school. However, my freshman and sophomore years of high school came with many troubles. I burdened myself with performance, with fitting in, with impure relationships, and on top of that, I was still holding on to my addiction with pornography and lust. All these things I hid from the eyes of those who loved me. I struggled to connect with my family, and soon enough, I fell into depression and consistent thoughts of suicide and nights where I even pursued an attempt. I lived in sin, and as hard as it is to say, I enjoyed my sins. While I trusted in my salvation, came wrapped with questions and disappointments towards God. In the midst of this, who I thought was a silent and cruel God was actually listening all along and very present. Through this, the Lord opened my eyes and convicted my heart and changed my perspective of him. I did not have a problem with sin, I had a problem with God. The very words that began my heart's transformation. I was so caught up on my mistakes and burdens, I never understood that they were already nailed to the cross and left for dead. God then demonstrated answered prayers by guiding me to new friends who reached for my heart and invited me to small groups, service, and ultimately to a new life. God proceeded to call me into the work for his kingdom in pursuit of ministry one day. Even through this, it came with many moments of waiting and hardship my junior and senior year. It may come as a surprise, but I struggled with my sexual sins through junior year with loneliness and a lot of moments where my heart was hardened and questioned God's power to save anyone, let alone me. And for seasons, I doubted. Psalms 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in him." Although I was skeptical, God continued to pursue my heart and reminded me constantly of his character and of his will. He continues to remind me that nothing and no gift will fulfill like he does. Although I have been surrendered to him, I am just now understanding to walk with him. Tonight, I can say that God has connected me with his people. He's given me opportunities to lead, if it is in worship of songs or worship of life. He's blessed me with new hope and the hope that he's sufficiently good. And with what 2 minutes could have been the end of my story, God took that brokenness and has turned it into a better story of eternity waiting to happen. If you can relate to my experience, here's how I would encourage you to respond. Psalms 50:17. "For the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Realize that God does not call you to come to him when you are perfect and sinless, but that God calls you right now in this moment. I challenge you to not wait on someone else's words, but taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. My prayer is that you wouldn't hesitate to be real with God and with the people around you. Thanks for listening to my story.